Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact versus narcissists. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing no contact versus narcissists. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you would have likely heard people suggest you implement the no contact rule. But how does this affect things if your ex is a narcissist? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider about the no contact rule versus narcissists. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is breaking the cycle of control. Now, it's important to speak about what a narcissistic person is. Well, narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonably high sense of their own importance. They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. People with this disorder may also lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others. They have a lack of empathy. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, that sounds like my ex, well, I can't guarantee that your ex-bedumper does suffer from NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder. And the reason I can't guarantee this is because very few people truly do. Roughly 1% of the population has NPD. So the likelihood is that your ex-bedumper probably doesn't have the condition. However, they might and probably are. If you recognise this as being something that sounds like them, they are likely someone who at least showcases some of the traits. Now, whether your ex-bedumper really is in that 1% and they have NPD, or whether they are someone who wouldn't actually be diagnosed with NPD, but they showcase a number of the traits and behaviours, it's almost irrespective in this regard, because ultimately, you as a dumpee are looking for a good romantic option. You're looking for a life where you can love, where you can live your best life, sharing the world with someone else and moving forward in a positive way. Now, if somebody has NPD, or if somebody is showcasing narcissistic traits without necessarily actually being quote-unquote diagnosed as one, I would argue, does it really make a difference when what we are looking for is a happy and fulfilling life? And this is a theme that I will be speaking about throughout today's podcast. You know, irrespective almost about whether your ex-bedumper has the condition officially or is showcasing some traits occasionally, I would say you need to really look at yourselves, dumpees, and consider, is this someone I want back in my life? Can I do better? You know, I would suggest that you can. You know, if you want to live a life which is happy and fulfilling with a romantic partner, then someone who may or may not be a narcissist, you can't quite tell for certain, they are not a good romantic option. They're not someone that I would suggest you try and get back into a relationship. So throughout today's podcast, when we're speaking about no contact versus narcissists and the points to consider and think about, it's really important to recognise that I don't believe you should be trying to get into a relationship with someone who showcases any of these traits, because it's not going to make you happy, it's not healthy, and it can unfortunately become abusive, with you, the dumpy, becoming the victim if and when you did get them back into a relationship, if and when you find a new partner who sadly has these traits as well. You do not want to be amongst that type of life. Okay, that type of lifestyle, that type of person, you do not want to surround yourself with narcissistic people. So please bear that in mind. But point number one is about breaking the cycle of control. And this is why that no contact serves as a critical strategy to disrupt the narcissistic abuse cycle. Because by ceasing all forms of communication, the victim, as in you, the dumpee, denies the narcissist the ability to manipulate through affection, i.e. love bombing, criticism, i.e. devaluation, or re-engagement, which could also be known as hoovering. Now, the removal of interaction can prevent the narcissist from exerting control and force them to confront a lack of power over their victim, which would be you, in this instance, the dumpee. And therefore, as a dumpy in this position, if you can implement my version of a no contact rule, which I say my version because it does somewhat differ from other versions that you can find online, and I'm speaking about my version of the rule when we talk today's podcast, we're speaking about my version of the rule and not some of the others online that I might not be fully understanding or knowledgeable, or maybe I do know of them, I just totally disagree. I'm speaking about what I believe in, because other versions of a rule might have other effects that I can't be aware of. But if you follow my version of a rule, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, check out the playlist entitled The No Contact Rule, fully immerse yourself in my version of a rule, then you will understand why I believe it will give you that best possible chance of success, of healing, moving through breakup recovery, and if you want to get your ex back, it gives you that best possible chance of success of reattracting your dumper, whether they are a narcissist or not. That, I believe, is your best chance of success. And as I've already said, if you believe your ex is showcasing some of these traits, which could be narcissistic, I don't think you should be aiming to get them back. However, no contact is so important because it can really separate you and your ex, allow you to understand the position that you are in and the position that your relationship was, and recognize that you can and will find someone better for you. So either way, getting your ex back, going through self-improvement, breakup recovery, and trying to find someone new, you must begin with my version of the no contact rule. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is narcissist reaction to no contact. So if you're a dumpy and you implement my version of a no contact rule, what is the likely reaction that a narcissist will showcase with you implementing my version of a rule? Well, narcissists may respond to no contact with escalated attempts to regain control and supply. Now, this can include intense emotional manipulation tactics, such as expressing faux vulnerability or making grandiose promises of change. Now, this, of course, could be with any type of dumper. They don't have to be somebody who has ordinarily, generally already showcased these types of behavior traits. But when we consider a narcissist, this is much more likely. So if your ex is a narcissist, if your dumper is showcasing narcissistic traits, maybe they have NPD, then if you implement my version of a no contact rule, you are more likely to see this type of response, quote unquote, from your ex, the dumper. Now, understanding these potential reactions can help victims, i.e. the dumpee, prepare for and maintain boundaries against such manipulative efforts. Now, this is where things can become somewhat confusing for a dumpee, because if you are thinking, well, maybe I want my ex back, I haven't decided yet whether I want to find someone else who is better or whether I actually want to reconnect with my ex. If you haven't come to that decision yet, then you could be more susceptible to be drawn back in to your ex the dumper's position of wanting you in a relationship by them using their control and supply tactics, you could say, to try and reconnect with you. Now, as I've said already numerous times, I don't believe you should be trying to get your ex back from that position. However, I'm not you. You know, we're all individuals. You are an adult. You can make your own choices. But you need to be thinking long and hard about whether this is truly someone who you should be trying to bring back into your life. Or in this regard, they're actually trying to bring you back into their life. They'll be trying anything they can to get back that control over you. So please, please be careful. Now, as a rule of thumb, and this can't always be used, of course, it would depend somewhat on your friends and families, your own social circle. But generally speaking, if everybody you know is against the person that you want to be in a relationship with, then you might want to ask yourself, is there something in this? And what I tend to find is that when someone has been dating a narcissist, their friends and family can see it much clearer than the victim, as I would call you. And therefore, it is much more likely that your social circle, your friends and family, will believe that this person is bad for you. Now, there might be instances where you truly, genuinely disagree with everybody about what they're saying. But please keep your ears open. Please keep your eyes open. Please listen. Please consider if every single person you know does not want you getting your ex back into a relationship, if they don't want you to get back together, then ask yourself why and consider that there might be a very good reason as for why they don't want you back together. It's not always, or even not often, due to jealousy, pettiness, them just not understanding your relationship. You know, all of the classic things that somebody might feel if their friends and family don't like their partner or former partner. This is not often the case. It's often because they see things from the outside that you, within the situation, don't. It's much easier to see things from the outside. It's much harder when you are in the scenario. When you're feeling in love, you are lost in the love bubble. And this is something you need to be very, very careful of. So, like I said, from my own experience, what I find is that people who date narcissists, their friends and family, see it much sooner and clearer than the person themselves. And therefore, just ask yourself a question. Do my friends think I should be getting my ex back? Do my family think I should be back with my ex? If they all say no, then maybe that is something you really need to be considering. Because I believe that they're going to be having your best interests at heart most of the time. And therefore, if they don't want him back, if they don't want her back, if they don't want this person back into your life, there is probably a very good reason. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where we can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Now, this isn't just about trying to get an ex back. Maybe instead, just as like in today's podcast, this is more about going through breakup recovery and finding someone even better. I can help you with audio coaching from that angle as well. So whichever angle you're at, trying to get an ex back, trying to find someone even better, generalized life coaching, my audio coaching service could be for you. Now please, if you want to know more details on this, go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about no contact versus narcissists. And point number three is empowerment through distance. So maintaining no contact can be empowering for the victims, empowering for you, the dumpee, allowing them time and space to heal and regain a sense of self away from a narcissist's influence. It also reduces the narcissist's opportunities to inflict emotional harm. And that's so, so important, because when we consider a breakup in any instance, when somebody ends a relationship, the dumpee is feeling very vulnerable, very low value, very lost most of the time. Now, let's not forget, the reason that any breakup occurs is because the dumper has unfortunately lost romantic emotional attraction for their now dumpee. So if you've been dumped, it is very difficult sometimes to come to terms with the fact that your now former partner, for whatever reason, lost romantic emotional attraction for you and they ended the relationship. That's difficult enough to contend with. That is why it affects your self-esteem and your confidence. But if your now ex was a narcissist, is a narcissist, then this means that they are probably using it as a power grab. They may have ended your relationship for a potential reason, but obviously I can't consider, but there's a likelihood that if they're a narcissist, it was to try and regain power over you, quote unquote, get you into line. That is often what can be seen from narcissistic abuse regarding breakups. Again, I don't know for certain if your ex-dumper has NPD, but it's something just to bear in mind. If they are actually in that 1%, that could be going on. Now, when we consider you implementing my version of a no-contact rule, like I said, it reduces the narcissist's opportunities to inflict emotional harm. So they've ended the relationship. They're trying to grab hold of the power by getting you to dance to their tune. But if you can maintain my version of a no-contact rule, you're preventing them from inflicting any more harm and trouble on your life. And therefore, it's providing the victim, i.e. you, the dumpee, with a clearer perspective on the relationship and its impact on your well-being. And that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes when we're in a situation, we can't see it. Our friends and family can, but we can't. And that's why I want you to spend this time, if you're single right now, out of a relationship, you've implemented my version of no contact, spend this time to actually ask yourself, do I want my ex back? Were they good for me? Are they good for my well-being? Or is this a blessing in disguise? Is this something that I should actually be cherishing? The fact that they've dumped me is that they've unshackled me, they've unlocked me, they've allowed me to live. and I can use this opportunity to break free and find someone even better. Consider this. Now, I'm not saying your ex would done Prez MPD, it's probably unlikely, but even if they're showing just some narcissistic traits, that doesn't mean they're a good relationship option. And if they are trying to assert their control by playing a power game by dumping you, that is again something you need to be very, very aware of. Now, the distance can be crucial in breaking the psychological bonds that often keep you, the dumpee, tied to your abuser, i.e. your dumper. And that's something which is really, really important. There is a psychological bond between you. Everybody feels this, dumper and dumpee. This is what happens post-breakup. This is what happens during the balance of power, the struggle that a dumpee will find. But if your ex is somebody with NPD, if they have narcissistic traits, they're going to be wielding this power for bad. You know, this is not going to be anything that helps you in the long run, and therefore, you need to try and use this opportunity to get a clearer mind, listen to those around you, and try to move forward without your ex. You can do this. I believe in you. Keep moving forward, and don't be in a relationship with a narcissist. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.